Okay, gentlemen, that takes care of that. And one case we've got left open. So we'll move on. We'll go to other business. And that is case number 11,292.
That's what you had listed.
Gregory and Rita Stevens.
Thank you. Gregory and Rita Stevens, a variance was granted to reduce the front yard setback and the rear yard setbacks. The property is located off of Mulberry Knoll Road. They are asking for an additional one-year extension. They've had a little bit of trouble selling their place, so they have not been able to move down here and build as they had originally hoped. So they're asking for a one-year extension.
Okay.
One-year extension for a whole house?
It's for front yard and rear yard setbacks to allow for new construction. I believe it's for new construction.
For new construction.
Yeah. Ms. Cornwell, have they already received an extension?
They have. This would be their second one-year extension.
Thank you.
Second one-year?
Correct. And they do say that they have some interested parties, but they cannot be closed prior to January 16th. And until they're able to sell their property, they won't be able to build here in Sussex County. And the variance will expire in December of this year. Okay. So they're asking for an additional 1 year because apparently they've had some problems selling in the past.
Gentlemen, your pleasure.
Morgan, how you feel?
I don't have a problem with it. No, you ain't going to know. Yep, another year.
Yes. Hey, gentlemen.
They're losing money, I guess, or whatever.
All right, gentlemen, then if there's no discussion, and I'm open for a motion for a one-year extension.
So moved.
Have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by, Mr. Rickards, that we approve case number 11,292 for a one-year extension. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by vote of 5-0, a one-year extension is granted for case number 11,292. Gentlemen, I have one thing, I guess, to ask you about or inform you about. And working with Mrs. Cornwell, she's been working with me. They've technically got a meeting. A special meeting for the February the 29th.
Leap day.
Before we went forward, we want to get everybody's consensus. I wanted to ask you all, Mr. Mills.
That's fine with me.
Mr. Hudson?
Might as well make good use of that day.
Mr. Workman?
And believe it or not, there's 5 Mondays in February.
Yeah, believe it or not, 5 Mondays. So this would be right back to back, but that hasn't been said.
Cause for celebration, isn't it?
But that way we give her the direction that, like I said, she works every week on this and we go over it, so we thought that was best. It'll be February the 29th then.
29th.
Okay?
Is that the beer and pretzel meeting? Or?
Yeah, beer and pretzel meeting. Is there anything else
there
in the
office? There
will be no beer. Yeah, anything else?
Pretzel.
Yeah, I'd like to have a congratulations. Welcome you back, Mr. Rick.
Thank you. And thank you all for concerns. There's one young lady that's very disappointed, but she was hoping it'd be a little longer.
Yeah.
I did find something out today.
What?
Rick left me in the will. What did?
Huh?
But left me in his will.
Yep.
You did?
Yep.
Oh, right.
Yep. Next atomic attack we have in the United States, he gets everything.
Oh, my heavens. Okay. If there's nothing else.
Motion adjourned.
Second. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Meeting is adjourned, subject to call.